sit back and relax. You'll laugh when you collapse. We're Animaniacs. Come join the Warner Brothers
and the Warner Sister Dot.
Just for fun we run around the Warner movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught, but we break loose and bend the moose, and now you know the plot. We're Animaniacs. Dog is cute and Yakko yaks. Wacko packs away the snacks while the Plankton plays the sax. We're Animaniacs. Meet Pinky and the Brain who wants to rule the universe. Put feathers flock together, Slappy whacks them with her purse. Button chases Mindy while Rita sings a verse. The writer's script, we have no script, why bother to rehearse? We're Animaniacs. We have pay or play contracts. We're zany to the max, there's baloney in our slacks. We're Animaniacs, totally insane.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, December 19th, 2022. I'm Luigi with the American branch of PNN. I almost didn't do a show today. I almost did some YouTube shows, but I almost didn't do a real show. But here we go, real show away. Real show ho. What is the intro and exit going to be? I don't know. Maybe I'll finally use that machine gun clip that Cure for COVID gave me. Maybe I'll use that. I don't know. Something some other amazing friend gave me. Thank you for the intro. They're amazing. And the exits. And I lose them. Sometimes I lose them. I look at them, I save them, and they're lost forever until I find them again randomly. A year later. Wonderful. Whatever. We've done this show for a year. 10 more years. 10 more years. At least 3 more years or 2 more years. What's today? 22. 2 more years. 2 more years to the election cycle. I gotta hang in there until 2024. And that's when all the shekels are flying around. Shekels this way, shekels that way. Shekels in the air. I got 2 more years, guys. We're good. You guys got me for 2 more years. At least. Have to stick around for the shekels. That's when the shekels are flying. That's when Russia's influencing our elections and they may kick a little bit of Russian influencer money my way. Putin might be like, hey, that guy likes Russia. Send him some Russia money. Maybe Putin will send me some Russian money. That'd be great, Putin. Please. Please, I suck your dick regularly, Putin. Give me some Russia money. Give me some Russia shield money. I'll suck more Putin cock, please. Oh my God, I'm so compromised. Russia's got me, guys. They've got me by the balls. Show's getting a little too gay. Show's getting a little too gay. Reel it back, Lou. Reel it back. Reel it back. What's the show gonna be today? First, this is bot farm bait, nothing more. Then, thread of extreme hatred. And for the finale, Henry Cavill is secretly a member of Incel. A member of Incel. That's what Henry Cavill is. I'm not even gonna cut all these fuck-ups. Fuck it, we're live show today. We can do live show randomly. Live show, we're doing it live. Haven't a live one in a while. Why not? Fuck it. Do a live one. You get all the fuck-ups this episode. No cutting, no editing. Start to finish uncut. You'll get all the bumps and the breathe. Lou's breathing. Oh, Lou can't breathe. I'm not going to cut out all the breasts. We're going to leave them in there. Oh, God, my 300-pound breasts. We'll leave them in there. We'll leave them there. It's humor gold. It's fucking gold. People eat it up. This is bot farm bait, nothing more. Picture is Elon Musk doing his... Guys, right after I did my show yesterday, my YouTube show that I didn't put on YouTube because it was too spicy. After I did that, Elon posted this. Should I step down as head of Twitter? I would abide by the results of this poll. Well, it's completed, guys. These are the final results. Yes, he should. Yes, he should, I guess. Okay. Fuck everybody. Fuck the world. Fuck whatever. There's so many threads about this. There were so many people posting on. Guys, there was like... I just said there's going to be no cuts, and you got a cut right there. Oh, well. That's... Life. There was all these posts about Elon Musk on the board. There was 14 million fucking votes, guys. 14 million votes on this poll. And he was losing by like 15%. And people were posting on 4chan like, vote in the poll, vote in the poll. Guys,
guys, I hate to break it to you, but unless you're going to get like 1.2 million votes on 4chan, it's fucking over. It's fucking over. Making a thread on 4chan is not going to get enough votes. It's, sorry, you can't meme that into reality. It's too late. I think Elon wanted this to fail. I think it had something to do with fucking Kushner. Motherfucking Kushner. That secret meeting with Kushner. Right into this fucking poll. Randomly. And then... Okay, he put this poll out really late, my time. And it had to be late for other people. And it ended in only 14 hours. So it wasn't even a full duration poll. I don't know. It was weird. Strange. Maybe I missed it or something. But it seemed like there was less time for people to vote in this one. And... it was just kind of random and strange, just very strange. I think he said that there was no one lined up and that no one could replace. I have no clue what this is, but all those threads were fucking coping. They were fucking copium, guys. Copium. And cope is a fucking Reddit word. I hate that word, but that's what they were. They were copium. that's the dictionary word for what they were doing. They were coping. they were fucking coping. Did you guys see... J.K. Rowling, which isn't even a real fucking name, but did you see her do Cope and Seethe? Wow, never before has a meme so quickly died for me, but then her saying it. The turf, the mama turf saying Cope and Seethe. Fuck, it's dead to me now. And Cope is a Reddit word anyways, guys. If you see Seethe by itself, 4chan. 100% 4chan. If you see Cope and Seethe, Reddit. Reddit. You see Cope by itself? Reddit. Both of those are dead giveaways of Redditors. Cope and Seethe. Cringe now. Cringe to me. Just say Seethe by itself. That's 4chan. Cope is Reddit. Cope and Seethe is now Reddit as well. We've lost both of them. Oh well. We make new things. We here on 4chan lose things regularly. But we also invent them as well. We're ahead of the curve. Miss America says, if he audits the accounts of every vote and posts results, it would truly reveal how much sock puppetry and fake ChinaCom DNC IC involvement social media hasn't taken over the will of the people in this country. Maybe. But then why did Trump get reinstated on that poll, but on this poll, Elon got voted out? Were the bots not working then? Does it make sense? I don't know. This may be the kikes reasserting control and trying to get Twitter back. I don't know. I have no idea what the game plan for all of this is. Who knows? Let's just sit back and enjoy the show. Let's just sit back and enjoy the fucking show. Samarica says, if he appoints a CEO, he's not giving the company to the CEO. The CEO is simply a job. Elon still owns the company and controls it. Exactly. I mean, he could just step down as CEO, give it to Jared Kushner. Which would really piss all the left off. I would love that. But I would also hate it because it would be a Jew in control, which is what they want. It's what this is all about, isn't it? Getting the Jews back in control. They want to be in control of everything. This has to be a game plan to get them back on top. Samarica says, Elon hasn't tweeted yet today. Very unusual. Something's up. Yeah, well, he's probably getting ready to hand Twitter down. I mean, he said he's going to do it. I believe him. I was listening to Sargon of Kakkad, and he made it sound like Elon was not going to step down, and this was a mistake, because when he doesn't step down, it's going to bite him in the ass. No, dude, he's stepping the fuck down, bro. You're copium. Sargon of Kakkad. Cope and Seethe, Sargon. Cope and Seethe. He's stepping down, dude. There's been no news released yet, guys. I'm doing this live. There's been no fucking news released yet. You saw there's no posts on the... Well, you didn't see, but... there's no fucking posts on the main board, okay? There's been no news on this. So I guarantee you Elon is stepping the fuck down if he said he was going to abide by the results of the poll. And he will abide. We lost. This is a major fucking loss, but also not as big of a loss as people make it out to be. So it's kind of both for different reasons. This Leaf says, I made an account just for this. No posts, nothing. I could be a bot. Who knows? What, to vote for Elon? There's like a million vote difference, dude. Like 10% of 17 million. Your one vote... Sorry to say it for once, but your one vote doesn't fucking matter. One vote doesn't fucking matter, bro. One vote doesn't fucking matter, but I am very displeased by the result of this poll. How many votes were there in the Trump poll? 15 million? There was more for Elon? Are you kidding me? There's almost 3 million more for Elon? Holy shit. Are there bots? There was bots, guys. That had to be bots. Over 3 million more on a poll that I think was shorter and during bad times. Like, the majority of the poll was at nighttime. No one was even fucking on unless I'm fucking the... Is it just a 24-hour poll and I'm retarded? I'm retarded. Excuse me for being retarded for once. I'm too lazy to go look it up. I don't give a fuck. I don't use Twitter enough to know if their poll is 24 hours or what. I don't care. I don't care. 2022 and not even knowing Elon is controlled opposition. The Americans truly more retarded than the Sundus. Sudanese? You didn't even spell it right, Anon. You didn't even spell it right, you fucking bitbong idiot. Sudanese? I was like, the Sudanese, but that's not how it... Yeah, it wasn't even spelled right. This American says, I'm not editing, I forgot. And this American says, I say stuff like 5 times and then I edit it out sometimes and sometimes I don't. This time I'm not, I guess. We're going to get some weird show today. I haven't done a live show in a long time. I'm not prepared for it. Not prepared. The best solution would be to implement an account level feature. Your account starts at level 1 and only has very basic functionality. The more you use your account over time, the more functionality becomes unlocked. Reddit spacing. Someone with a new level 1 account wouldn't be able to participate in polls or retweet, but after a certain level of engagement, those things could become available to you. What? You mean like Reddit? You mean like Reddit? Where people just farm for karma and bypass your whole system anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter? And you just use it to block people out of the conversation? Yeah, no thank you. Fuck off. Fuck off. That leaf up there, this leaf that made an account just to vote, just to give his vote. You would take that away from him? His pointless, retarded vote that made no difference? You would take that away from him? How dare you? How dare you? This guy says 5 million D chess. No, just Elon being retarded and stupid in the moment. Probably drunk. Probably drinking alcohol. Guys, alcohol. Alcohol. Makes people stupid. It's really liquid Jew. It's liquid fucking Jew, guys. Alcohol is liquid Jew. Fucks lives up, fucks people up, makes you do stupid shit, makes you into an asshole. Lowers your inhibition. It's one of the only, it is the only drug that lowers your inhibition. It lowers your inhibition. What's that mean? It means you're more likely to do stupid shit. Literally, stuff you wouldn't do sober, you would do drunk. Fuck. Just people do stupid shit when they're drunk. You don't think straight. Everyone's saying it's to catch bots. Fuck, dude, no. If Elon doesn't step down and he reveals this is some master plan for catching bots and that's not copium of the highest order, fuck. I'll put a fucking shoe on my head. I'll do the Tim Pool shoe on head. I will degrade myself to that. I mean, I said to myself I would never do that, but... I was going to say I'll cut my dick off, but I'd really rather not cut my dick off if I fail. But I don't know, shoe on head would be almost equally as bad as cutting my dick off. So we'll put that there. Meh, next thread. Thread of extreme hatred. Picture is the two hot weed smoker girls. Didn't they get fat? They get super fat. Super obese. Oh yeah, 2 years later. Yep. Holy fuck, man. Wow, they turned into whales. Fucking whale. She got much worse. Holy fuck, man. Ew. Fake eyebrows. Ugh, so ugly. So ugly. Like, this one got fatter, but this one got uglier. Fatter, uglier. They're both disgusting whales. Holy fuck, man. That is not weed's fault. Wow, that's... They drink alcohol. I'll blame it on alcohol. They drink. Look at these fucking losers. They drink alcohol. They're alcohol drinkers. They definitely drink booze. I'm gonna blame it on the booze. They drink too much booze. Why do they have a fucking butane torch? You're smoking flour. Why do you have a butane torch? That hurts me inside. You're toasting your flour. The poor flour. Plus, it looks like a fucking drug weapon. Like, looks like you're smoking crack cocaine. Stop. Fucking stop. Okay, enough of that. Enough of that video. Muslims, gays, troons, feminists, globalists, vaxxies, communists, niggers of all kinds, and all the crap and wokeness that political correctness would like to impose on us. Post the worst of your collection without pity. Yeah. Huh. How does your picture relate? Marijuana? I don't see drugs. I don't see political correctness. Okay. You could fluff weed in there, I guess. This Aussie says they've never done anything wrong to Nazis. You Nazis are just evil for no reason. Evil Nazis is a fucking narrative that you've been... I mean, it's the Nazis were your enemy in World War II. So naturally... I mean, technically, Australia. Technically, you're a prison colony from Great Britain, right? Or something. Or whatever, they're a prison colony for some country. Shouldn't you hate them? Why are you allied with them? Nothing makes fucking sense. Your country now. Your own country. You don't have to be their bitch anymore. Just be your own bitch. Oh my gosh, man. 2 years and today. Holy fuck. Holy fuck, they are whales. Holy fuck, they are whales. They're also using their Yetis wrong. You don't point the Yeti into your mouth like it's a fuck, like it's one of those expensive microphones that everyone uses. The $350 microphones everyone uses that I want to buy, but I'm fucking broke. I have a little bit of money. I have a little bit of money, not a lot, but a little bit. But yeah, I mean, this chick is just so dumb. She has the Yeti. This thing she's using is supposed to make it so it doesn't jiggle around and like bump into stuff and make, like, I have one for mine. I have the exact one she's using. Okay. Which makes me even more furious. Okay. This thing right here, this little thing right here. Okay. But you see how it's all broken and shit. And it's like, damn, it's cause she's not, it's not, you have the full weight of the fucking microphone on half of the strands. Cause it's not meant to be put up to your mouth. You talk into the Blue Yeti sideways. So you would hang it upside down or straight up like this. Chick kind of has it, but she's doing it wrong too. She has it pointed towards her face. Stop it. You're not using the Blue Yeti correctly. You hold it. I mean, the Blue Yeti is shit, but you use it correctly at least. At least use it correctly. And you talk into the side of it. It has a front-facing microphone. The microphone isn't at the tip pointing towards your face, okay? You fucking dumb women. God, you dumb fucking idiots. Women are so stupid. Like, obviously, this isn't how it's intended to be used. It's all fucking borked and shit, you fucking idiot. Oh, some dude falling on a post and still alive. Ooh, brutal, brutal. That dude was still alive after that happened. There's a video from, like, right next to him. And the pole is... I don't think he's still alive. I think he died, but he was alive. Like, he didn't die instantly. Fucking head first, you idiot. I mean, if you've jumped off the building, it's done. You're gonna die. At least go head first and then you won't... there won't be any pain. I guess he didn't think it through. Guess he didn't think that one through. Bump. Nazi boomp. Can't keep getting away with it. What, making people fat? Your face with no chubby, dopey, slob, pothead girlfriend feels bad, man. Dude, these women probably made so much money off this stupid show. They probably made such ungodly amounts of money, and they probably just blew it away. Blew it on alcohol, I bet. Blew it on alcohol. They probably spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on alcohol daily. What a waste of fucking money, because they're dumb women. It's dumb. Just blow money away to a bunch of simps give them money. So stupid. Are they gonna rob a bank or something? What's going on? What's gonna happen? What's gonna happen, guys? What's gonna happen? Dude walking, is it gonna be this guy? Is it gonna be this guy? I have no idea what's gonna happen. They're just people standing here. We're almost to halfway. Nothing has happened. I have no clue. Is this guy gonna die? Oh no. He sees something. Oh, he's gonna pass out. He sees something. Vax tardiness. He's spinning around. What do you see? What do your elf eyes see? What your elf eyes see? What your elf eyes see? Holy fuck. Oh man, that guy's seen into another dimension, man. I was wondering which one it would be. Which fucking nip it would be. Those aren't nips though. Those are chinks. What's the drug? A bug. He's a bug. There we go. There's a nurse to help him, kind of. Not really. She come over, she's like, what's wrong with him? I have no clue what to do. Do something, Mel. Take the lead. I have no clue what to do. I'm a woman. Oh, he's just... The doctor's like, whatever. Crazy, man. That dude saw... The blood flow to his brain was probably cut off, and so he started seeing hallucinations. I fainted once in my life. One time, I fainted. Doctor put a bunch of, this stuff up in my nose to numb it or something. It was like this gas, but he shot it up my nose with this long metal pole thing or something. He, like, sprayed it, and it numbed it, and when it was, he did everything, and when I was done, I kind of sat up, and I got really dizzy, and then I passed out, I guess. It was weird. And I woke up and, like, there was, like, 8 people around me and they were all scared. I was like, what the fuck is going on? They're like, did you eat this morning? I'm like, no. They're like, oh, you're very fat. We thought you ate. Nope, I'm fat, but I didn't eat. Sorry. Apparently you need to eat when they shoot that smoke into your nose. Maybe that would be something you ask your patient before you blow the smoke in their nose, fucking doctor. Fucking idiots. God, doctors are so shitty now. The doctor was younger than I was. He probably hadn't done that. He probably had done that for like a year. just shooting it into the noses. And then he got me. This dude says a lot of them these days. Oh, this dude's seen. This guy's like, can someone tell me what causes this? I saw many such videos. If they're seeing hallucinations and stuff, it seems like blood flow to the brain getting cut off. And if it has to do with clots, that would make sense. You know, the big clot forms. Finally, the blood flow is blocked. The brain gets no blood and you fucking start aneurysm. I mean, it's worse than no oxygen. I mean, it's way worse than no oxygen. It's straight up just brain cells dying. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Oh, holy crap. What if that little nigglet got hit on the ground? Wow. Huh. That's something. That's a race of people. It's a race of people, all right. Wow, well, this has turned into a Paul Webham thread randomly. Well, I guess that's what it was from the start, but I thought there'd be more talk of the fat whale women smoking marijuana, but I guess people don't want to talk about marijuana. Because marijuana is amazing. Does make you lazy, but I don't think it makes you lazy enough to gain 300 fucking pounds to become a whale solely because of marijuana. I think that was more their lifestyle choices. All the money they were getting from those simps daily. I bet people encouraged them. I bet there was some viewers like, yeah, here's some donuts. Here's some donuts from your family. Or a gift card for, here's a gift card for, here's a Krispy Kreme gift card. Here's a Krispy Kreme gift card. Enjoy. Enjoy the Krispy Kreme! Man, none of these webhams are even that good. This guy says whaled in reference to the whammon smoking weed and gaining weight. They became whales. Full-on whales. Whales. They will not live past 60. They will die early. And they will hit the wall. Justice. They have already hit the wall. They've hit the wall hard. There ain't no going back for them. There's no going back at this point. They're fucking gone. They're fucking gone. Clawing on to whatever they can right now. Bleeding nigger. Dude's really bleeding. Merkins. Oh my gosh. So dumb. That's a good way to die. It's a good way to get yourself killed. Dumbass. It's like 500 fucking pounds. It's ruining that. Every part of this is stupid. Every part of this is stupid. Guy's so fat he can't get into the back of the truck. That's horrible. Thank God he'll die soon. Thank God. End his misery. Oh my gosh, the brothers. One's a guy, one's a girl. Wow, it knows which one's the female. Girls who do cocaine versus girls who smoke weed. One's a fucking whale, one's a majestic goddess. Dude, girls that do cocaine have just... Or sporadic and jittery. Fuck that. Fuck jittery women. Whatever. That's that thread. Done. Wish there was more talk about them fucking whales, but there's not. Oh well. Next thread. Finale thread. Henry Cavill is secretly a member of Incel. Thoughts? Ooh, this one's great.
I recently got this message and somebody was like, do you want to know what really went down? And I was like, sure, so let me just read it. It says, at the beginning of the show, Henry was good to work with. A lot of unusual demands that made people feel like he wasn't really a team player, but that's not unusual for a big star. Though in TV, it truly usually doesn't happen until the second season, but in season 2 and 3 something shifted, and he became really impossible for women to work with, which is always a big problem, but even worse here because the showrunner is a woman. He would try to overrule her, and try to get changes made last minute across the board without her knowledge, which, if you know anything about showrunning, is completely fucked. The showrunner has to sign off on every minuscule detail, down to the buttons on a costume. Female writers and directors were suddenly completely ignored on set, unable to do their jobs. Every department head was complaining. He started making comments. It wasn't a sexual thing. He wasn't grabbing anyone or being lewd, but it was disrespectful and toxic all the same. He's deeply addicted to video games, to the point where it was like working with any other addict. Ugh, I love you, Henry Cavill. He was distracted, he was late, he was obsessive. And a lot of people think that the misogyny came from gamer world. Video game bro language is not how you talk to coworkers. And he wouldn't stop. Someone on the show compared it to watching getting brainwashed by QAnon. Like his whole personality shifted. Eventually, his disrespect escalated. He would rewrite scenes without even alerting the other actors in the scenes until it was time to shoot. He decided that he didn't want any romantic scenes at all. No kissing, no shirtless scenes, etc. He wanted complete control of the storylines, but really had no idea of the limitations of TV, structure, budget, etc. He formed a weird alliance with one writer, who was also a gamer, who eventually got fired after multiple HR complaints were made, and after that writer left, Henry did anything he could to hold up production and cause problems. Eventually, top brass at Netflix was tired of him costing them money with delays in HR investigations, and the showrunner was asked to construct a potential exit for him. Netflix reached out to him personally and was given one final warning. He violated that warning with an email he sent to the entire writing staff. Right after that meeting, that was it. This gives me so much hope, dude. One, it makes me think up here where she said he used gamer language. She's all pissed off. She talks about QAnon. That's crazy. Disrespect. And then they talked about he didn't want to do sex scenes. What do you want to bet they wanted him to fuck a guy? What do you want to bet they wanted Geralt of Rivia to do a fucking faggot gay sex scene? I bet you that's what the one part they're leaving out. They wanted him to fuck another man when Geralt's a fucking womanizer. Geralt's even though he has no sex drive, like he fucks a bunch of women still. It still feels good. It still feels good. He can still come. Shit. It has no sex drive anymore. So strange. I always felt like that's why Geralt always fucked all those mage women, because they could never have children either. You know, Geralt can't have children, they can't have children. Fuck, let's fuck each other. I don't know. That's what it felt like to me. Why would you have him fuck another man? It makes no sense. Geralt likes women. I know someone who was a good friend in the Witcher writing room. It was like 2 days after Henry's departure was announced, told me something really similar about this weird alliance between Henry and another male writer who was eventually fired for being inappropriate. The complaints were of the Me Too variety. And apparently Henry went to bat for the guy after he was fired, trying to get him reinstated and threatening to hold up the entire show over it. So yeah, I believe the rest of the... Dude, I bet you Henry loved that guy. I bet he was the only saving grace of the scripts. He was like the one bright shining light that held it all together amongst all those fucking women. And they fired him, and Henry's like, are you kidding me, bring him back. I guarantee you he's gonna be on that Warhammer show. I bet you whoever this writer is, he's on that Warhammer show now. I bet $1 million Henry Cavill got that man. Why wouldn't he? I bet he reached out. I bet they're bros now. Henry Cavill actually sounds like a pretty cool guy. I think the top studios tried to paint him as kind of an asshole for declining the Superman role or something, when it was all really their fault.
Everything was really their fault. Henry Cavill's always been for the fans. It's kind of cool. There's an interview where he's talking to this woman and she tries to get him to bash the fans, and he literally doesn't just evade her question and, like, I don't know, answer with another question. He literally straight up says she's wrong to even say such a thing. It's pretty based, actually.
There's something really interesting with this character that I find fascinating, which is that he genuinely really does just want to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. But everywhere he goes, whether it's a new town or a new bar, people just kind of give him a hard time and they rag on him despite the fact that he has great intentions. I'm curious if that's comparable to this sort of world, this culture of toxic fandom, where, like, if you make a movie, especially if you make a superhero movie, like, you have great intentions, but there are always going to be a small yet vocal group of people there can kind of just be toxic.
I understand what you're saying, but when it comes to fans, it is a fan's right to have whatever opinion they want to have. And people are going to be upset, because especially when you're talking about books or games, because you're never going to be the exact person who they had in their head or who they played on Witcher 3, for example. I don't necessarily consider that toxic. I just consider that passionate.
Of course, this is what he goes to bat over instead of actual social justice issues. He's an incel conservative. He's ripped. First post is a Netherlands non saying, if he's celibate, it's definitely voluntary. He might just need to put in some real effort to fight all the women off. I think he's talking about that one part in here where it says Henry didn't want to do the sex scenes. Guys, I guarantee you that was a gay sex scene. There's no... why Henry Cavill's done sex scenes before. No problem. I really don't think that was the issue. I guarantee you they wanted him to fuck another male. This American says, that is probably the coolest thing I've ever read. Pretty sure he's swimming in pussy, though. Yeah, they want him to fuck a male. I know it. I know it. I know it. Or maybe he just really didn't want to do a sex scene. Would be really weird, though. Those are kind of a big part of The Witcher. I despise the way leftists write. The people who wrote that deserve the death penalty. Yeah, it was pretty bad. I feel like you could have summed that up probably into one paragraph. One small paragraph, probably. Uruguay Anon says, he should fuck Siri. She looks at him lustfully. That's his daughter. How dare you? That's his daughter. Hot. Fucking hot. Siri times Geralt. It's taboo. That's what makes it hot. Siri. Nah, don't do that. I really like the relationship they have together. Don't fuck it up. That game, The Witcher 3, is such a good fatherly game. I mean, it's like 80 hours. You gotta play 80 hours to get to the, wow, I've raised my daughter and I get to watch her do her own thing kind of thing. That's really cool. Because you play as Geralt, then you play as Ciri, and then they fucking meet up like 3/4 of the way through the game, and you're finally playing both of them. It's really satisfying. This American says, sounds like bullshit, but not surprised at all if it's true. He did seem like the kind of guy that was obsessed with small details about the show he's on, which means he's probably a bit of a nerd gamer, which means he's probably leans right politically. You're right on all of those things. He's definitely a gamer, definitely. For realsies, too, not one of those people that says they're a gamer and they're not. Like all the people that work for G4. I'm a gamer and I'm going to read this script that someone wrote for me and I have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, Henry Cavill actually plays games and stuff and likes Lord of the Rings and shit. It's crazy. Smerga says, holy fucking base, what a goddamn Chad. Yeah. He had a lot of pull. He was like the main character. He was the main drawing point of the show. He was the only attractive thing on the show. All the women were ugly as fuck. They should have done whatever he said. Here's Ciri and Henry Cavill. Yeah. Hot. Hot. Yeah. That's so great. For those listening, it's Henry Cavill looking lustfully at Ciri, his daughter. But really, it's Henry Cavill and the actor playing his daughter, who I don't know. You're unknowable. You're nobody. You're fucking nobody. Henry Cavill was the star. Samirka says, Henry's a good dude. He won't let them ruin 40K, and I respect that. We don't know that yet. We have no idea. We don't even know that yet. And let's say, hey, Henry Cavill doesn't let them ruin 40K. Okay, cool. Is he a good showrunner? Is he a good director? We don't know yet. I don't know. I don't know, man. Is giving Henry Cavill full creative control really going to work? I hope so. He seems to
be an actual fan, so I would trust him more than anybody else. But we don't know yet. And we don't know if the Kikes are going to get their greedy little fingers in there. They always do. Can't help themselves. This America says women are fucking retarded. That fat Reddit cunt would explode in orgasms if Henry Cavill even looked at her grotesque visage in person. So accurate, really. 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 All these women are just, they're mad because he's such in another league. They could never even hope to even kiss Henry Cavill, let alone fuck him. And then the fact that he's like a rude gamer just totally shatters their whole preconceived notions of him, and it ruins their fantasy. So they hate it. This French Anon says, Roasty's mad that Chad wants to play video games rather than deal with annoying cunts. Yeah. This American says, these are the women we had to deal with that are calling him a toxic misogynist. Ah, these people are... They just look like very powerful women. Sure. Riding on the coattails of a bunch of men. That one male that they fired was probably doing the work of five women. No lies. Five women he was doing the work of. And they fire him, and now five women are doing the work of half of a male, and it all sucks dick. Crashing. Death. Destruction. One of us. One of us. One of us. One of us. Gobble, gooble, gobble, gooble. One of us. One of us. Gooble, gobble, gooble, gobble. One of us, one of us. Gooble, gobble, gooble, gobble. I don't think Henry Cavill would turn the cup away, though. I think he would reach out, grab the cup, and drink it down. And join in the fun. Gooble, gobble, gooble, gobble. This Aussie says, Jesus, imagine the black pills that man has swallowed. Doesn't even care that he left, man. He's just like, fuck it, I'm out. I'm out. What a fucking king, holy shit. It's a grind set that only a chub kid that became Chad could have, though, God bless. Yeah, the writers like to think, like, we're the writers, you're the actor, we write, you do. Do what we say. But working on a show is kind of like a cohesive unit. All of you have to be on the same page. You know, you're all working as a team. The writers are writing, the actors are acting, the directors are directing. But you all need to be in harmony. You all need to be working towards one unified goal. And you all help achieve it. Each person does something that elevates the next person. When you're all fighting with each other and infighting, then of course the product's not going to reach the heights that it could have. But you got diversity and a bunch of women, so maybe that'll make up for it. I mean, that's why the Kikes push diversity. You know what diversity does? You know, strangely, the more diverse a company is, the less likely they are to unionize. Huh. Strange how that works, huh? Almost like when you push diversity, you get disharmony. You get stuff that is not cohesive. They don't want a cohesive functioning unit. The Jews want people to be fighting with each other, the goyim to fight with each other. That's what they want. They don't want a unified race of people to fight against them. They want all of these races fighting amongst each other, hating each other, so that they can control them with their unified Jewish presence. Dumb. One of us, one of us. Gooble gobble, gooble gobble. What a way to end the show. That's great. I love you guys. Please like, comment, subscribe. You guys have a wonderful day. I'm going to go edit this show now, and with more editing than I need to. Goodbye.
Man, thanks for introducing me to this new game. It's really starting to take off. I've actually been playing since last year when it was first released. It's pretty fun. Okay, I will pay 6 mana for a Shivan Dragon. In response, I'll play Counterspell. Okay, so what happens? You, like, draw a card? No, your creature goes to the graveyard. But it didn't die. It still goes to the graveyard. It's not even alive. I know this counters the spell, so it's as if it was never played. Okay, so I buy the cards, I shuffle the cards, and then I place the cards directly in the graveyard. This sounds like an amazing game. Well, there's more to it. I will pay 6 more mana for another Shivan Dragon. I'll play another counterspell. Thank you again, by the way, for inviting me to your house. You've been an excellent host, and this new game you've introduced me to is marvelous.